The Overdrive Red Eye Radio Trucker Talent Search is brought to you by Dello. Go to ChevronDello.com for more details. That's ChevronDello.com.
With all news all day, this is the Triangle's News Authority. News Radio 680 WPCF, Raleigh, North Carolina. The Curtis Media Group Station.
CBS News, I'm Gary Nunn. Fire crews in Southern California making headway, but several blazes near Camp Pendleton, California, still out of control. Diane Jacob of the San Diego Board of Supervisors says that assessment teams are at work.
The preliminary damage numbers include an 18-unit complex, four homes, two commercial buildings destroyed in the Poinsettia Fire, and three homes destroyed in the Cocos Fire.
More from CBS's Steve Futterman.
The San Marcos Fire is now 50% contained, and fire crews have definitely now gotten the upper hand. The fire is no longer expanding, and the crews are essentially now looking just for hot spots. Weather conditions continue to improve as well, with lower temperatures and only slight wind. Steve Futterman, CBS News, San Diego.
At least three suspects have been arrested in connection with setting fires. The federal government fines General Motors $35 million, maximum allowed by law, for failing to tell regulators about a defect linked to 13 deaths and 31 crashes. CBS News correspondent Jeff Lohr.
In a 67-page consent order, GM admitted it broke federal law. It agreed to give the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or NHTSA, a written list of every safety-related issue concerning vehicles already in the fleet. And it will pay the biggest penalty NHTSA's ever imposed. Still less than one day of revenue for GM.
GM knew about the ignition switch problem for a decade and waited until this past February to recall more than 2.5 million vehicles. Issuing marriage licenses in Arkansas put on hold order from the state Supreme Court following the ruling by a judge declaring same-sex marriage ban unconstitutional. What happens to couples who obtained licenses?
Right now, it's going to be a decision in the Supreme Court whether those are still valid or not. So it's really up in the air at this point.
KTVH reporter Alyssa Raymond, more than 540 gay couples received marriage licenses this week in Arkansas. 60 years since the Supreme Court decision known as Brown versus the Board of Education, a case from Topeka, Kansas, which ultimately led to desegregating public schools. CBS News senior legal analyst Andrew Cullen reflects.
It remains today one of the most politicized and controversial decisions in the history of the court, and there were many indications back then that the justices knew it, knew that they were essentially changing a way of life that had persisted for almost 100 years, which explains why the decision was both unanimous and devoid of any enforcement mechanism.
299 people known dead in Turkey's worst ever mining disaster and the Tuesday explosion, 18 people still unaccounted for. Protesters in Turkey are blaming the government for allowing mining companies for cutting corners when it comes to safety. CBS News correspondent Holly Williams is in the mining town of Soma.
When the protesters refused to leave, the police began firing plastic marbles into the crowd and then blasted the demonstrators with water.
This is Steve. I'm John Mann in the WPTF News Center. It's 50 degrees and crystal clear. At 6:03, the cleanup underway at the scene of that coal ash spill 3 months ago at the Dan River. Here's Jim Crisula.
Duke Energy is focusing on a city park in Danville, Virginia, as it begins cleaning up the third biggest coal ash spill in U.S. history. A 70-mile stretch of the Dan River near the North Carolina-Virginia border has been contaminated.
The deposit located here at Abu Broken Park is the largest sediment deposit we have found that is a candidate for removal.
Duke spokesman Jeff Brooks says the utility's customers will not end up paying higher electric rates to fund the costly and lengthy cleanup. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
It was a tornado that hit Durham on Thursday, that according to the National Weather Service. A team confirmed Friday that the EF1 tornado hit with maximum wind speed of 90 miles per hour. It was 150 yards wide and on the ground for slightly less than a mile. No injuries, but approximately 40 homes suffered some sort of damage, mostly from falling trees. I'm John Mann in the WPTF News Center.
Did you know that a Nobel Prize was awarded for a medical discovery that improves your sexual performance? It's true. Nitric oxide was discovered to improve your sexual performance. It also miraculously improves your heart health, blood pressure, energy levels, your immune system, diabetes, arthritis pain, even your memory and mood. That's why millions of men and women have begun taking nitric oxide boosters as daily supplements. And right now, we're releasing free bottles of Peak Nitric Oxide so you can discover the benefits for yourself. Be one of the first 100 callers at 1-800-405-3411. After extensive research and clinical tests, nitric oxide has been described as the miracle molecule of the 21st century. Taken once a day, you'll not only begin feeling years younger, but we'll also send you free test strips to prove it works.